My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin's scammer Belinda, who was formerly Agnes, is now sending alleged pictures of herself to prove it's her. Davin still calls her on the lies she has told in the past. Belinda does not want to end the relationship. Can Davin be the best part of the scammer's day? Listen and enjoy.
All right, so I'm
starting to forgive.
So I asked her about the video game. Remember she went like some soccer game?
Yeah.
And she asked for like a soccer game, but now she's got a daughter, which she revealed last week.
Well, yeah.
The daughter likes video games too. All right, whatever.
No, but it was a boy.
It used to be Michael.
Yeah.
Which was Julie Love's son, who was named One, was better off with Michael.
Yeah. Who was
the kid's name?
One
Love. Yeah, really. Seriously.
Really?
One. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's terrible.
Hope he knows how to fight.
Oh, by the way, Christopher Jameson here in the chat says he's in England and we're not all bad like Mavis, honest.
You want a date? Mavis wasn't in England either. Don't worry.
Yeah.
She just pretended.
Yeah, no. Don't. We don't take it. She probably not any of the things. She probably doesn't exist.
It's a good thing we're not letting Joe chat. We'd lose him too. We got fired from his station in England.
Oh, yes, we did.
Yes, the War of 1812 is not over in Joe's mind.
Yes.
But anyway. All right. So at 10:47, because I have to board this plane, I go, I have to go.
Right.
She goes, a minute, please. 11:03, I get on the plane. I still have internet. I open it up again. He goes, hi, hun. I add the pictures to my pictures. I'm the one that she tells me what she's wearing. And I hope you look at it once again. I'm sorry if I've done anything to hurt you. She sends me pictures of a Ghanaian girl.
Oh, wow.
Yes, which I showed you that.
Yeah, I know.
She showed me pictures that were no longer Julie Love.
Yeah, but how hard is it to take, if they're all, now we've seen pictures of where those scammers are hanging out. How hard is it to find some Ghanaian girl that happens to be there, write something on a piece of paper, and take a picture?
You're absolutely right.
It takes a matter of minutes. How long it ever took for you to get on that plane?
Hold this thought in several weeks when I tell you what happened next.
Okay.
But no, you're absolutely right. How do I know? There's no way of knowing. Could be any Ghanaian
girl. And these people don't really have the most honest track record.
You're right.
It's not like the Quakers.
I go, you told me you went to the beach with Mavis. Now you say they think the girl in the picture is her. She comes clean. I go, I never went to the beach with her, but I know her on Facebook. She's coming clean.
Okay.
Now, can I add something here? Even though my scam is also horseshit, you get that feeling when you were talking to your buddies and there's a girl that you liked that you were going out with that maybe really didn't like you as much or something. Like you get that like little thing in the pit of the stomach. That's what I'm getting right now.
Yeah. She's Scott Walker, Joe.
Mm.
That's what I'm thinking.
Mm.
I think it was too much horseshit poetry.
Mm. Yeah, no, but she kept coming back for more.
Well, we'll see what happens. She goes, look for a camera and do what she told me. I wonder how many lies you told that you do not even remember.
Oh, wow.
She goes, I know I have done not very good things to you, and I hope you can find it in your heart to forgive me. She asked me if I liked the picture. I told her I do. I go, I have to go. I will talk to you again. I said pretty, didn't I? I go, yes, I do. I like the other pictures, too. I just no longer can trust my eyes. I got to go.
Now, let me ask you a question. Before she came clean, mm-hmm. Before she came clean with you, you called her on the carpet about a lot of stuff.
A long time ago. And she stuck to the stories.
Yeah.
And I wasn't calling. That was the whole thing, Joe. I wasn't calling her on the carpet. We were lovey-dovey mode.
Right.
Everything was good. Remember, we were having three sons with the Vassiola sisters?
Right.
She was going to get the money.
It's like somebody Fonzie would bang. But
exactly. You're right. But, Joe, there was no reason for her to come clean at this moment, which is why this is so odd.
Yeah.
Because the money was coming. I wasn't asking questions. I was all in.
Right.
So she goes, how was court? She, I have to go. And then she goes, and I didn't get this. How was court? I mean, okay, I guess you are still mad at me, but it's okay. I've wronged you. I'm really sorry. No, I got a plane to catch. December 14th, 3:31 a.m., 8:31 her time. Hi, hon, how are you doing? I know I'm the last person you want to hear from, but I'm asking you for one more chance to prove you what we share is real and that I'm also real. I have been let down by people who taught I cared about me.
Who taught
she
I cared?
Said, it's always taught.
What you call it, Sylvester the Cat?
No, the Joe Curry School of English.
I taught it.
I go, I know I wronged you, but to err is human. Error, stupid. And to forgive is divine. Please don't end what we shared all this while because it will break my heart. I really care about you. You're the best thing that has happened to me. Take care, hon. Love you. Now, to be fair, this isn't the normal scammer cut and paste bullshit
no,
that we're
not
used to.
No, this is like really sounding like it's from the heart.
I'm going to go back to the theory that I had a while ago. Basically, these people work during the day. Mm-hmm. And if you work during the day, there are certain things that you look forward to. Maybe somebody that you talk to that you have, you know, joke with before you work on an order or something like this that you talk to every day. You're probably the brightest part of the day because they're dealing with these other people, real lonely people that probably carry on about drivelly bullshit. And then you've got all these antics that are cooking up. They look forward to speaking with you. That's a high point of their day. If you go away, now it's just going to be another humdrum day at the office or wherever the hell they're cooped
they
up.
They should
in.
Talk to my wife.
Yeah, right? So, you know, that theory is also playing as well.
11:32 local time. Hi, hun. Let's see. 8:17 before that. Hi, hun. Please talk to me. Miss you. She's desperate.
Yeah.
Whether it's fake motives like Joe says or real motives like Pip believes.
Yeah.
She's desperate this time.
Oh, boy.
I go, hello, how you doing? I go, I don't know, how are you? She goes, I feel bad for what I did. Please understand me. I had an experience. That's why I got scared. I go, you have your reasons. You still keep a fake picture as your profile picture.
Ooh.
I hope you find in your heart to forgive me. Maybe I will. Everything I thought I knew, I didn't. Must have been very amusing for you.
Oh, wow.
She goes, don't say that. It was very hard to me. That's why I told you, hon. It's a very real reaction.
Yeah, it is.
I'm sure it was. As I waited for a picture for you with the orphans to show the victims, because remember from Hurricane Sandy, I was doing charity work.
They'll lure you in.
I go, must have been very hard as I waited for the impossible. I don't understand you. If you want to show me something, take down the fake profile on Facebook. Where is the picture of you with your daughter? Where is the picture with my name? So many questions.
Yeah.
She goes, I know a friend of mine will get a camera soon and you will see it. I go, and what about the pictures for the victims? Why have me believe the impossible? It wasn't even for me.
Mm. Hold on, stop. What are you just? What about the pictures for the victims?
Because remember, I wanted a picture because she worked at an orphanage.
Okay.
And I wanted a picture of her with the Ghanaian orphanage for the Hurricane Sandy victims that I was working with. We're thinking of you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To lift their spirits, Joe.
That's right.
Because when you're sitting homeless in Island Park, you want to see Ghanaian children giving you a thumbs up.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.